Hello, good morning. I am from National Opinion Survey. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and in the nation. Does anyone in your household work for the news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
You say what?
I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen as random, and your individual answers are confidential.
Okay. Am I going to pay for this?
No. Am I speaking to the name on the list? Let's see here, just a moment. Okay, first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly in your phone?
Yeah.
I know we are calling you on your cell phone, and so we will make this as quickly as possible, and we really appreciate your line. Thank you. Now, just to be sure, we're representing everybody. May I ask you a race?
I'm an African.
Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress, will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I think I'll vote. It'll be my first time.
Okay. What is your age?
I'm 18.
Okay. And place your rate level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote, you may use any number between 0 and 10.
Well, I say 8.
8? Okay. Generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all closely?
I say somewhat closely.
Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I've never voted. I think I'm independent.
Independent, okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Is there a neutral? I don't really see the country going anywhere, to be honest.
Okay, because here, very satisfied, dissatisfied, very dissatisfied, don't know, or refused.
I'm going to be like, don't know.
Okay. When you hear about inflation and raising costs, who or what do you blame the most? Republicans in Congress, the COVID pandemic, the Federal Reserve raising interest rates, debate in administrative and their policies, the big businesses and corporate price gouging and greed, or other, if you specify, or don't know. Mm-hmm.
It's more like, it's the war and COVID. That's all it is. It's not really nice.
Now, I am going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10, how important of an issue it is for you to have your member of Congress focus on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Okay.
Okay.
All right, so reforming the criminal justice system to address sentencing reform and stop racial profiling, would that be?
I'd say 5.
Okay. Creating more jobs and rising wages?
5.
Okay. Making housing more affordable?
8.
Okay. Reducing crime?
Probably like three.
Okay. Fighting back against racism and discrimination?
I'd say seven.
Seven. Okay. Ensuring our borders are secure?
That's like a two.
Okay. Thank you. Switching gears a little. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I can't really answer that.
Okay, so we'll do this. If approve, disapprove, and is that the strongest? If it would be approve or disapprove or somewhat approve, disapprove of the job that Biden's doing as president. So here is strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove, or don't know or refuse.
I'll say somewhat approve.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Senate are handling their job? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove, or don't know, refuse?
Somewhat disapprove.
Okay. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which is a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of person or organization, please say so.
Okay.
So, let's see here. Joe Biden?
60.
Okay. Donald Trump?
30.
30?
Yeah.
Okay. Robert Kennedy Jr.?
I'll say 50.
Okay. Planned Parenthood?
Planned Parenthood?
Yes.
Ooh, I'd say like 50, I don't really guess.
Okay. Barack Obama?
I'd say like 70.
Okay. NAACP?
I'd say like 60.
Okay. Kaheem Jeffries.
Who?
Kaheem Jeffries.
I have no idea who that is.
Okay. Can you pick a number, maybe?
Oh, I thought one of the options is you don't know who it is.
Okay. The Republican Party?
I said like 60.
I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today on the candidates were independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Cornel West, Joe Biden, or Donald Trump?
I would vote for Joe.
Okay. And if the election for president were held today and candidate were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
I'll vote for Joe.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for in 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump? Now, this year, since you say you were younger, it was Joe Biden, Donald Trump. Other candidates did not vote, don't know, refused.
Yeah, I didn't vote. I was too young.
Yes. Now, thinking about racism in America today, do you think it's getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I think it's getting better, but I feel like it's in more subtle ways. So.
Your answer would be?
It's getting better.
Okay. Now, I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? The stagnant wedges and rising costs, books, bans that threaten to erase our history, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, the Supreme Court ruling back rights and freedoms, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, the lack of quality education opportunities, rising crime and violence.
It's the lack of education opportunities, for sure.
Okay. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Yes, a lot. Yes, some. Only a little. Nothing at all. Or don't know. Refused.
No.
Don't know?
Yeah.
I want to read for you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his first 2 years in office.
For hey, hold on. My mom called me.
For each one, tell me how important that is to you. Created the most diverse government in our history. Over half of 1,500 presidential appointments are non-white. And nearly 60% are women, the most ever. Would that be very important, somewhat important, not very important, not at all? Which one, I'm sorry?
I said we don't care about women. I'm joking.
Okay. What would your answer be?
That actually, he did a really good job with it.
Okay. Would it be very important, somewhat important, not very important?
Oh, that is very, it's very important for, you know, our future daughters.
Okay. Made unemployment benefits tax-free during COVID. Very important, somewhat important, not at all important. I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Didn't affect me, I have no idea.
Okay. Cut inflation by nearly 60%, the lowest in the last 18 months.
That's got to be cash.
Okay. Expanded background checks for gun purchases and improved laws to keep guns out of the hands of people convicted of domestic abuse.
That's important.
Okay. Now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments, of the last few years, I'd like to ask you again. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I mean, still somewhat approve.
Okay. Now I'm going to read to you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's a very convincing reason to vote. A 5 means a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it is not at all a convincing reason to vote in the 2024
presidential election. I'm receiving an important phone call, so I'm not sure if you, I'm gonna have to, you know what I'm saying?
It's gonna be a couple of minutes, but
yeah, it's my job.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Okay. We can continue this if you like. Maybe if you would like to answer, I can just hold it for you if you like.
Yep, yep.
Okay. Thank you.